Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing an online cultural event. In recent years, the IELTS speaking test has increasingly included topics related to online experiences and virtual events. One such topic that has gained prominence is describe a time when you attended an online cultural event. This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, providing sample answers and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, let's analyze why this topic is relevant and how it fits into the IELTS speaking test. With the global shift towards digital platforms, especially during and after the COVID-19 pandemic, online cultural events have become more common. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss modern experiences, cultural awareness, and technological literacy. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about online events or cultural experiences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Have you ever attended an online cultural event? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. Last year, I attended a virtual music festival that showcased traditional songs from different countries. It was quite interesting to see performances from around the world without leaving my home. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I've had the pleasure of participating in several online cultural events, but one that stands out was a virtual international film festival I attended last summer. It was a fascinating experience that allowed me to immerse myself in diverse cinematic traditions from the comfort of my living room. Part 2. Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you attended an online cultural event. You should say what the event was, when and where you attended it, who you attended it with, and explain why you found it interesting or enjoyable. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a captivating online cultural event I attended last year, a virtual Diwali celebration organized by an Indian cultural society. This event took place in November, coinciding with the actual Diwali festival, and I participated from the comfort of my home office. I attended this event with my roommate, who's originally from India, and was eager to share this important cultural celebration with me. We set up my large monitor to get the full effect of the vibrant displays and performances. The event was incredibly engaging and immersive. It began with a virtual tour of a beautifully decorated traditional Indian home, complete with intricate Rangoli patterns and flickering diyas. This was followed by a live cooking demonstration of popular Diwali sweets, which was not only educational, but also made me wish I could taste the delicious treats through the screen. The highlight of the event was undoubtedly the cultural performances. We were treated to mesmerizing classical Indian dances, with the dancers' colorful costumes and graceful movements bringing the spirit of Diwali to life. There was also a live music performance featuring traditional instruments like the sitar and tabla, which created a truly authentic atmosphere. What made this event particularly enjoyable was its interactive nature. Despite being online, the organizers had incorporated live chat features and polls, which allowed participants to ask questions and share their own Diwali experiences. This created a sense of community and connection that I hadn't expected from a virtual event. Moreover, the event concluded with a guided meditation session focused on the spiritual significance of Diwali, which I found both relaxing and enlightening. It helped me understand the deeper meaning behind the Festival of Lights and its emphasis on the triumph of good over evil. Overall, this online Diwali celebration was a culturally enriching experience that broadened my understanding of Indian traditions. It demonstrated how technology can be leveraged to share cultural experiences across borders, making diverse celebrations accessible to a global audience. The event left me with a newfound appreciation for Indian culture and a desire to learn more about different cultural traditions around the world. Follow-up questions. How did this online event compare to in-person cultural events you've attended? Do you think online cultural events will continue to be popular in the future? Sample answer, Band 8-9. While online events certainly have their advantages, such as accessibility and convenience, they can't fully replicate the sensory experiences of in-person events. However, I believe virtual cultural celebrations will continue to evolve and thrive, especially as technology improves. They offer a unique opportunity to bridge geographical gaps and promote cultural exchange on a global scale, which is invaluable in our increasingly interconnected world. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think online cultural events impact cultural exchange and understanding? Band 6-7. Answer. I think online cultural events can be very helpful for cultural exchange. They allow people from different countries to learn about each other's traditions without traveling. This can lead to better understanding between cultures. Band 8-9. Answer. Online cultural events have the potential to revolutionize cultural exchange and foster greater global understanding. By transcending geographical boundaries, these events provide unprecedented access to diverse cultural experiences. This democratization of cultural content allows individuals to broaden their perspectives and develop a more nuanced understanding of different traditions and practices. Moreover, the interactive nature of many online events encourages active participation and dialogue, which can lead to more meaningful cross-cultural connections. Participants can engage in real-time discussions, ask questions, and share their own insights, creating a rich, multi-directional exchange of ideas. However, it's important to note that online events should complement rather than replace in-person cultural experiences. While virtual events offer valuable insights, they can't fully replicate the immersive sensory experiences of being physically present in a different cultural setting. Ideally, online events can serve as a gateway, sparking curiosity and encouraging people to seek out more in-depth cultural experiences in the future. Do you believe technology is changing the way we experience and preserve cultural traditions? Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. Technology is fundamentally altering our relationship with cultural traditions in both preservation and experience. On the preservation front, digital technologies offer unprecedented opportunities to document and archive cultural practices, ensuring that even endangered traditions can be recorded for future generations. This digital preservation extends beyond mere documentation. It allows for the creation of interactive, immersive experiences that can bring historical cultural practices to life. In terms of experiencing culture, technology has made it possible to engage with traditions from around the world at the click of a button. Virtual reality and augmented reality technologies, for instance, are pushing the boundaries of how we can experience cultural events, allowing for a level of immersion that was previously unimaginable without physical travel. However, this technological mediation of culture also presents challenges. There's a risk of oversimplification or misrepresentation when complex cultural practices are condensed into digital formats. Additionally, the ease of access to global cultures could potentially lead to a homogenization of experiences where the nuances of local traditions are lost. Despite these challenges, I believe the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. Technology, when used thoughtfully, can serve as a powerful tool for cultural preservation, education, and global understanding. It has the potential to make cultural experiences more accessible and engaging, fostering a greater appreciation for the rich tapestry of global traditions. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. Here are some examples used in the sample answers. Captivating, adjective, captivic, fascinating, or attractive. Example, the captivating performance kept the audience enthralled. Immersive, adjective, immersive, providing, involving, or characterized by deep absorption or immersion in something. Example, the virtual reality tour provided an immersive cultural experience. Mesmerizing, mesmerizing, capturing one's complete attention as if by magic. Example, the mesmerizing dance moves left the audience spellbound. Transcending geographical boundaries, phrase, going beyond or surpassing physical limits or borders. Example, the internet is transcending geographical boundaries, connecting people across the globe. Democratization, noun, makretsen, the action of making something accessible to everyone. Example, the democratization of education through online courses has opened up new opportunities for many. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing online cultural events, practice describing virtual experiences vividly, focusing on visual and auditory details. Develop a range of vocabulary related to technology and cultural events. Prepare to discuss both the benefits and limitations of online cultural experiences. Practice expressing your opinions on abstract topics related to culture and technology. Work on linking your ideas coherently using a variety of connecting phrases. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. For more tips on how to excel in the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to talk about a memorable event you attended in IELTS speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.